The chief medical officer said the Ministry of Health is working with funeral homes to facilitate the rapid care of persons who have succumbed to COVID-19. Dr. Kizza Beach said the ministry is also assessing whether or not funeral processions can continue.
Okay, so in terms of the protocols for the handling of persons who have died and the funerals, so even back in 2020, we had put out a protocol to the funeral homes, and we will remind them of that. But St. Vincent, at this point, we are working with the funeral homes to allow for the rapid care of those persons who are deceased. And then we are also looking at the protocols, existing protocols for funerals in terms of, as you know, the church can only have one third of the capacity. And then there's no mass gathering outside. You're only supposed to have 20 persons. That is actually very difficult to implement. If there are 50 persons in the church, how do you decide which 20 are going to walk in the funeral procession? And then also, you can't control persons wanting to join. So we are seriously looking at whether or not processions can continue. In terms of the handling of the bodies, again, this is something that we are very aware of, the challenges which would present with increasing numbers. And as I said, we are working with funeral homes to look to see how we're going to address that and how we can respectfully but efficiently allow for persons to be buried, to be taken care of with dignity.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizza Beach. Regionally, the government of the Cayman Islands is hoping that the borders of the territory will be reopened before the end of the year. According to Tourism Minister Kenneth Bryan, he is hoping that American Airlines could resume flights to Grand Cayman by Christmas. And the Barbados Hotel and Tourism leadership has called on the Mia Mottley administration to immediately introduce mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for all employees across the industry or witness the collapse of a sector that brings in 40% of the island's precious foreign exchange. Internationally, the Australian city of Sydney has emerged from lockdown after almost 4 months, with the locals celebrating a range of new freedoms. COVID rules had banned household visits and travel beyond a 5-kilometer zone, but most restrictions have now been eased for fully vaccinated people. Meanwhile, clinical trial results shows that an AstraZeneca antibody therapy can reduce the chances of high-risk people developing severe life-threatening COVID. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.